Author Isabel Quintero and illustrator Zeke Peña have come together to collaborate on the book Photographic, The Life of Graciela Iturbide from Getty Publications. The book is an evocative and poetic graphic biography about renowned Mexican photographer Graciela Iturbide and her adventures around the world. Today, Quintero and Peña are here to talk to us about collaborating, making comics, and the process of bringing Graciela's story to the page. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Now, Zeke and Isabel, this is not your first collaboration, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We were originally collaborated on a book that was published by Cinco Puntos Press, you know, there in El Paso, and we were able to kind of speak with each other, which is a unique thing, like, in the publishing world. We found that out later, but because, you know, Cinco Puntos is like a smaller press, they do things a little bit differently. And so we got, you know, the author and the illustrator of the cover, they put us together and let us kind of collaborate with their direction and stuff on making the cover of Gabby, A Girl in Pieces. And maybe Isabel can tell you a little bit about that book.
Gabby, A Girl in Pieces is my first book, YA book. And it's about Gabby Hernandez, her senior year of high school. She's dealing with a lot of things. Her dad's a meth addict. Her mom's really strict, and she finds her voice through poetry. And she's a poet. And so Zeke was able to kind of bring all of those pieces of Gabby together, like on the cover. And it was a really, really awesome experience being able to speak with him about the cover and, like, you know, having him ask for my input on what I thought should go, you know, what I thought the cover was like or where it was headed, excuse me.
And Zeke,
so that was great.
So this was your first book, Isabel. Was this your first book too, Zeke?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was both of our first times, like, working with a publisher. And, you know, my first time, like, first experience, you know, it was something I'd always wanted to do. So we were kind of going in just, like, learning as we go. And I think that that process of, like, learning together and collaborating was really something that had an impact when we started working on Photographic.
So let's move on to Photographic. It really is kind of a graphic novel, right? I mean, it's very visual. And how did that collaboration come about?
It is a graphic novel. And so yeah. The Getty contacted me in 2016. I got an email from Ruth Lane, our editor there at Getty Publications, and she asked if I was interested in writing a manuscript for a graphic novel on Graciela Iturbide, a book that was going to come out with all the PSTLA, LA shows, and these were just art exhibits at over, like, 100 museums in Southern California celebrating Latin American artists who had connections with Southern California. And Graciela was one of those artists. Her work was going to be exhibited at three different shows. And so they had a project they wanted to do, and they kind of rushed the timeline so that the book could come out in conjunction with that. So, like I said, we had a little bit under a year to do the project. And when, you know, Ruth, when she told me about this project, she said, you know, do you have an illustrator you'd like to work with? And immediately I thought of Zeke, because Zeke and I, we had already been speaking about doing other collaborative work. We'd been talking about doing a graphic novel together for a bit. And so this was just kind of a great thing to come into our lives that, in that moment, so that we could actually work together again on a project.
It seems quite serendipitous. Will you tell us about Graciela Iturbide herself?
Sure. So Graciela was born in Mexico City in 1942. She's the eldest of 13 children. She was born into a conservative Catholic family. They come from money. They're privileged. They'd been in Mexico, her family, for a very long, long time. And, you know, her family wanted her or expected her to be a wife and mother, and that was it. And she wanted to, you know, she got married at 19, had some children, and was unsatisfied. And she began exploring art at the UNAM. She started taking film classes, and then she actually became an apprentice to Manuel Álvarez Bravo. And during that time, her daughter passed away, and she started she took to photography as a way to understand death in the beginning. And then that's kind of when her career kind of took off. She started photographing in the late 60s, and in the 70s, her major breakthrough, I guess you could call it, was Juchitán de las Mujeres, or her photographs, her series on, in Juchitán.
Did you know this much about her before you started writing about her?
Oh, no. I didn't. I knew her work. My very first visit to the Getty was actually to see the Goat's Dance, which was the exhibit the Getty had in 2007. And I got an email, you know, in like a newsletter or something, and I wanted to go check out the exhibit. And so my ex-husband and I went out there, and I was really moved by her photography. And I really, you know, it's just so, so visceral, that particular series. And so it always stayed with me. And so then when this opportunity came along, it was strange, but, well, it was nice. You know, it was weird. The Getty, that was my first visit to the Getty. And then the Getty hits me up asking me if I'd like to write this manuscript about this artist.
I don't know. Sounds like you were at the right place at the right time.
Right. Yeah.
Now, Zeke, what about you? Because, I mean, Graciela is obviously a visual artist as well. Mind you, she's a photographer. But now you are tasked with telling her story in another visual medium. Did you feel any pressure along those lines, or what was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there was definitely pressure, right? I mean, you're dealing with like a high caliber photographer, like really well known, especially like in Latin America and in Mexico. And, you know, for me, I was familiar with Graciela's photographs before this project, but not obviously not to the extent after we started doing research. And I think that, like, for me, that was, you know, really the biggest challenge was like, how do we incorporate Graciela's photographs and kind of use them in the visual narrative? And so for me, it was trying to figure out a way to bridge that gap, still doing comics and still doing illustration, but also figure out a creative way of incorporating those photographs so that, like, the people who are reading the book also get a sense of her work. And, like, for me, something that I, you know, talk about is, you know, Isabel did a lot of the research on Graciela's life. But from my perspective, I tried to kind of create a boundary for me, and I just really focused on the photography. So I was really just trying to learn about Graciela through the photographs. So in a lot of ways, you know, for me, at least visually, I was collaborating with Isabel with her writing, but then I was also kind of collaborating with Graciela using, you know, her photography in the illustrations, right? So a lot of those pages in the book are recreations of her photographs, and they're done in like an illustrated way. So I think that was really my way of kind of tackling that task, right, of how to deal with her photographs, is really just to put Graciela's work at the center of the visual narrative, because that's first and foremost what's important, right? Is that people, when they read the book, hopefully they walk away with a better sense of Graciela's life, but also just really the experience of like living with Graciela's work through the book.
And what was that like for you? I mean, if you're so intimately connected, you're drawing her photos, what did you learn through that? Was there anything about Graciela that you thought you knew before and maybe you learned in this process?
I think that something that I walked away with was like, oddly enough, it was like finding some humor in her work a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the stuff that I deal with in my personal work is like satirical, or it's like kind of mocking things or making fun of things. That's just kind of part of my personality. But I think that when I experienced Graciela's work, it was always with like this very, I don't really want to call it a serious tone, but there is like weight to the photography, right? There's weight to the images, and there's this kind of silence that sits with you, and it makes you think about the photographs. And I think that's what a lot of people connect to, is like that kind of beautiful, quiet experience, right? And the emotion that is in the people's faces that she portrays and she captures. And so I think that in doing the research, you know, for example, speaking about the Juchitán, the photographs that come from Juchitán, there's a photograph that was one of the mandatory photos we had to include in the book, which is Nuestra Madre de las Iguanas. And in that photo, there's one selection of photo, but we also found in the research the contact sheet. So the contact sheet is basically all of the photos that were shot on that roll of film. And so they were all developed on a contact sheet. So you can see the other shots that were taken and weren't selected for the final image. And from in that contact sheet, you kind of see in all the other shots, they're like laughing, right? Like this woman, Zobeda, is laughing in these other images. And it just kind of like shed light. They're like, oh, she's like really having a relationship with these people and like mm-hmm. joking around with them and like living with them, right? And having this relationship. And so it kind of brought this other more lighthearted and kind of humorous tone that I really didn't see in her photos before.
Now, what about the cover? How did you guys arrive to the cover? It's got that vibe. I mean, now that you're telling me this, it's Graciela definitely engrossed in taking her photo. But then there's a gecko standing on her head. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it does kind of give you that little bit of a, okay, this is quirky, but she's clearly concentrated on her work and she's focused on her work. How did you all arrive at that one for the cover image?
It's also just trying to keep in mind, like, this is a young adult graphic novel, so it's also just trying to keep in mind our target audience. Even though it's a young adult novel, I think it's for everyone. I think everyone can read it and walk away with something. But just trying to bring some of that humor, right, and trying to bring some of that playfulness that's there, I think, in the process of the photos, but maybe doesn't always make it into the photos. So I think that was also just a play on the photo that I was just speaking about, the Nuestra Madre de las Iguanas. Mm-hmm. And so it was just kind of putting Graciela in that space. And then, you know, Isabel had this really great idea about having some of the animals in the book speak. So it was also connected to that.
Well, I love that you all came together, and I love that you're creating art that we get to enjoy. And I can't thank you enough for sharing this. Today, my guests have been author Isabel Quintero and artist Zeke Peña. And we've been talking about their book, Photographic, The Life of Graciela Iturbide. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thank you so much.